This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Welcome, everybody, to Dragon Quest FM, where we talk about and obsess over Dragon Quest. I'm Austin.
And I'm BJ.
That was a very unusually formal response from you.
I know. I thought I would take you by surprise.
So next year is the 35th anniversary of Dragon Quest. The entire series' 35th anniversary starts in 2021. And that means, hopefully, we're going to get lots of DQ goodies next year, and hopefully some of that will be in the West. Right. We know that Square Enix, Armor Project, they have things in store that year, but we don't know what exactly they're doing. We definitely don't know what's coming West, although we expect at least some of it probably will.
I'm hoping that it will. Yeah, like I'm cautiously optimistic that this stuff is coming West.
Yeah, I am too. I don't think all of it will get here, but I think a lot of it probably and will end up coming West just based on how much stuff we've gotten lately.
Yeah.
Most of the games, the new games at least, have made it over here. The mobile games, Dragon Quest Your Story movie, the Die anime. I mean, there's just lots of stuff that I didn't in a million years think we were going to get over here that we got and in English. And so because of that, I expect us to get at least some of it.
Mm-hmm. We should. We absolutely should.
So since it's Thanksgiving, last year for Thanksgiving, we thought, you know what? This would be a good time to create some wish lists for Dragon Quest XII because Black Friday is the next day. This is kind of when people start getting in the holiday mood and start thinking of things that they want for the holidays. So we thought, you know what? For this year, instead of talking about Dragon Quest XII again, let's do wish lists for the 35th anniversary of Dragon Quest, what we kind of like. And we kind of divided this up into basically three categories. Games, that's the big one. Toys, collectibles, right. That kind of stuff. And then just other stuff in general. Just kind of threw specificity out the window on that one and just called it other stuff.
Stuff, yeah.
Let's just jump straight into it and talk about games. I wanted to bring this up just a little bit because I know we've talked about it around this time last year. I really think a Dragon Quest XII reveal is coming. Last year, I said that I thought we might get one before the end of 2020, and that was before COVID-19 and all of that stuff happened. So now I'm going to say that it's by the end of 2021. Even last year, I was like, maybe 2020 was a little too optimistic. But I know that that's caused a lot of video game delays. And so in a normal year, would we have maybe gotten like a hero reveal or just some like artwork revealed already? Who knows? Because everything's just been delayed by like 6 months or more, it seems like. So yeah. I'm going to say now that I expect, and I hope, I'm putting it on my wish list, that we get at least some Dragon Quest XII reveals before the end of next year.
I'm hoping that we actually get it earlier in the year. Like, that's one that I really, really, really want to know about. Like, I don't even care if it's, like you said, art. I don't care if it is, you know, even a title. I want to know that it is there and like that it's being worked on and what specific kinds of things we can look forward to. And I'm hoping it comes early on. Like, I want to know at least one concrete detail, you know?
Yeah. I'd be happy with just them kind of doing the Dragon Quest XI thing where it's like, hey, this is what the hero looks like. And maybe you don't know really anything else.
Yeah, that would be fine. And I wasn't really paying attention to Dragon Quest at all during the initial announcement for 11. So I've only read like the retrospectives on seeing the hero, seeing the luminary, and seeing the colors that he had. Like, oh my goodness, is this guy going to be evil somehow because of the purple and green and demon or a Dragon Lord stuff? So it's going to be interesting to see what kind of stuff they do with 12. I'm really, really crossing my fingers that it's early next year, because they mentioned, was it last year, that Dragon Quest XII was in development or in the early stages of development, and we haven't heard anything else since then.
Yeah, I think it was back in like the summer of 2019. It was like, hey, it's probably being made. We think it's in development. And then it was at the end of last year when in Yuji Horii's letter, he like officially confirmed, like, yes, it's in development. Yes, it's still a ways off.
Yeah.
We're working on it. I'm hopeful that with the 35th anniversary, we'll get some announcements. Mostly, though, with the stuff with the 35th anniversary, I'm just kind of hoping for 4, 5, and 6 on Switch.
Right. Yes.
I mean, it seems like with most gaming anniversaries, most of the time they re-release some of the older games and stuff like that to celebrate it. So I'm hoping that we get 4, 5, and 6 on Switch or next gen consoles. And I'm also hoping that the Die Infinity Strash game will be out next year and will be in the West next year.
I'm really, my crossing my fingers on this one is that we have a simultaneous release, because of just how much more popular DQ is in the West right now than it ever has been. How with the release of the Hero, we have the more people being aware of it, with the Die anime actually coming, you know, being put into English at the same time as it being released in Japan. I'm really hopeful that we get a simultaneous release in the West and in Japan for that one, because I want Infinity Strash probably more than any of the other like games that we could have, because we know it exists. Like, everything else is conjecture, things that that we want, that we're wishing for. Infinity Strash is coming, and so I'm hoping it comes to both next year.
Well, Dragon Quest XII we know is coming, so you'd rather have Die than Dragon Quest XII?
I would rather have Die come out first for Dragon Quest XII, because more development time means a better game, I'm going to say.
Okay. I mean, I don't expect Dragon Quest XII to come out next year.
No, not at all.
I was just wondering how excited you were for Die. The other thing I kind of had on my list for what I would like, Dragon Quest IX Remake. That's something that's been rumored ever since they did the anniversary celebration and seemed to patch up their stuff with Level 5. You know, back when Level 5 finished up Dragon Quest IX, they did not end on good terms, to the point that Level 5 wasn't even invited to like the release party there in Japan.
Yeah, and that's just really crazy to me, because I can't imagine that kind of corporate blowout where another company's not even invited to something they worked on. That's really foreign to me. So I'm glad that they're playing nice again.
Yeah, and now we've known that Level 5 has had financial trouble for like the last like 4 or 5 years. We knew that that was happening. Then they closed down their North American branches about a month ago.
Yep.
So I'm not sure how Level 5's financial issues, how that's going to affect all of this, but I would like to see a Dragon Quest IX remake. Right now, it's still just a rumor. I think there's a good chance for it coming out. I hope it would come out on Switch instead of mobile, but I think of all the other rumors that people are wanting, like the Dragon Quest III remake and things like that, I think Dragon Quest IX remake has the most likelihood of happening at this point.
Really? See, and I think it is the remakes of 4, 5, and 6 on Switch. That one feels more likely than a 9 remake for me.
Well, those aren't remakes. Those are just ports. They would just port those over from mobile like they did for 1, 2, and 3.
Well, true. Yeah, a 9 complete remake, it would be more of a... Yeah, 4, 5, and 6 would be more like 1, 2, and 3 being put over.
Yeah, I'm talking about in terms of remakes. I think a Dragon Quest 9 remake is probably the most likely at this point of all of them, but I mean, who really knows? I see you have some games though on your list as well.
I want Rivals to come across in English, because I've really enjoyed what I've played of the game in Japanese, but playing a card game in Japanese is not exactly the easiest thing when you don't read or speak anything. So it's fun. I like the setup for it, so I would like to play it in English and then the Monsters games that they've ported over to the Switch, I would like those to exist in English as well. Like, they're already on Switch and we have English scripts. So please, I would love it. Please. Like, that's what I want. Like, I want to be able to play the original Monsters games on Switch. I really like the Game Boy ports that they've done of a lot of the other stuff, like the Final Fantasy Adventure and the Collection of Mana. So I'm hoping that the Monsters remake gets over on Switch, too.
Yeah, I would love that to happen. And, I mean, Monsters, is like you said, Monsters is already on Switch. So maybe they could just, like, translate it and we could get it over here. That'd be really cool. Honestly, though, I expect most of the 35th anniversary stuff to be more like product related than game related, if I'm being honest. I think that as a fan, I and a lot of people in the fandom really want the games, but just
of course,
realistically, I think most of probably what we'll be getting for the 35th anniversary will be tied to like collectibles and toys and other things like that, which is kind of why I split these up for those categories today, because I just kind of, that's kind of how I see it all happening. Before we get into talking about like toys, all the other stuff that we're going to talk about today, let's have a little shameless self-promotion.
We also shameless sign up for our Patreon. Shameless, do it.
So we have a Patreon page that I'm going to let BJ tell you guys about just really quickly.
We have a Patreon at patreon.com/DragonQuestFM where you can get stickers, you can tell us what to talk about, you can even get a mini metal mug, that's fun to say, if you're a patron long enough, so go over to patreon.com/DragonQuestFM and support the show.
Yeah, that's right, and I did it last year, so I'm doing it again this year, even though there's way more people to thank. But since we're prepping up for Thanksgiving, I'm going to take a moment to personally thank every single one of our patrons really, really fast. So special thank you to Julian, Matt Ryback, Kevin Online, Abigail Serverson, Keith Bolin, Bobby Bozeman, Timothy Biley, Sonic U, Brad Anderson, Ryan Molina, Roto Mindenhall, Jennifer Wood, Mark M, Carrie Erskig, I don't know how to say that. A-E-R-C-G. It's just a Erskig. Citrus C, Lindsay Doze, Chris Rowland, Timothy Franks, Wesley Ray, Todd Sullivan, Game Apartment 1C, that's Dan, Ty Robertson, DJ Pimp Daddy, Steve, and Andrew Wyatt. I think I got everybody.
Now take a breath.
Yeah, I think that was everybody. But seriously, thank you guys so much for supporting our podcast. I know that with coronavirus and everything else, it's been so crazy this year that sometimes, you know, money is a little bit harder to come by. And I'm very thankful to all the people who are willing to support us every month. And I mean, it just really means a lot, especially when times are harder, that people just continue supporting this podcast. So seriously, thank you guys so much. And I'm very sorry that I don't take the time to thank every single one of you specifically every single week. But thank you guys so much for just supporting us. And we really, really do greatly appreciate it.
It's true. And your support this year has meant more because of the situation than I think we're able to say, where the support has really helped out this year in a couple of situations where we were able to keep going because of it. So thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Like, for instance, I'm cool with talking about this, okay? Because maybe somebody listening, this can help them out too. So I actually lost my job because of COVID-19 back in toward the end of like April, because mm-hmm. the work I had was dealing with people. And when you can't be around people and doing events for, you know, Southern Florida, when everybody's on lockdown, all that kind of stuff dries up. And the hotels, country clubs, things like that, that my company had been working with, all of that work kind of dried up. And it really was one of those things for like a good, like 3-4 months. I had like no job. I did daily quarantine casts to keep myself sane. And yep.
Which you can find on our Patreon at patreon.com/DragonQuestFM.
And BJ was kind enough to just send me all the Patreon and ad money instead of splitting it the way we usually do, because that, and I mean, I applied for like the COVID-19 unemployment stuff, but I mean, that's not very much in the state of Florida, not enough to really live on. So I mean, between that and the Patreon money, I mean, that was literally what I used to like buy groceries for like a good like 4 months, you know? And so anyway, thank you guys. And times are tough. I get that. Thankfully, I mean, it's worked out for me. I have a new job writing about video games full time that I really love. And so, I mean, there is a happy ending there, but for about 4 months, it was extremely stressful. And so anybody out there listening who's experiencing some of that stress, hang in there and it will hopefully get better.
Yeah. So like we said, thank you. It really does make a difference. And we wanted to call that out where you may think, you know, some patrons and, or well, some shows Patreons, are there, but like you are making a personal difference. So thank you so much.
Yeah. Also wanted to talk about with holidays being right around the corner. We asked people on Twitter, on our Dragon Quest FM account, if they would share their stores with us, like Etsy, Redbubble, whatever they have, if they would just reply to this thread with links to their store so that Dragon Quest fans will know where to shop for Dragon Quest items. So artists, crafters, all kinds of people have responded to that. The last time I checked it before we recorded, they were still responding to it. And so we're going to link to that in today's show notes, but as it's getting closer to the holidays here, if you want to buy some of your friends some Dragon Quest goodies and you want to support fellow Dragon Quest fans, then I encourage you to check out this thread on our Twitter account and just, you know, browse all the different stores that are on there. Like we've said before, Dragon Quest fans, we've got some really talented artists and crafters within the fandom. And so be sure to support some of those people. I have bought from a few of them already, and I've bought a few of them extra, including one of BJ's Christmas presents this year is actually from, I'm not going to say who it is or what it is yet, because I don't want to ruin the surprise, but you have one coming next month. I asked if they could hold it until Christmas and send it close to Christmas time. So that it'd awesome. Be like a present. But anyway, the link's in there. You can check it out in the show notes. So just click on over there, browse through those stores, and hopefully buy some cool Dragon Quest stuff.
Yeah. And also it's the holidays and we're approaching that season. So we would also like to just ask for a gift. If you would take the time to click over and give us a review on whatever podcast app you're listening to this on, whether it's Spotify or Apple Podcasts, you don't even have to leave a written review. A lot of times you can just leave a star review like on Apple Podcasts. It really helps. And it shows people that we have an active community, that we're putting out content and that we're worth listening to. Which, if you think we're worth listening to, please do that. It would be great. So thank you so much.
Yeah, for sure. So getting back into today's episode, let's talk about toys. This is where I don't know if you can hear me, but my hands are rubbing together in excitement because this is where a lot of my 35th anniversary wish list is coming from. Because the games are cool. I love the games, but I really expect us to get some like limited edition anniversary goodies this time around. So one thing that I could totally see them doing that I wish they would do is coming out with like 35th anniversary figures releasing of all the heroes. They did this back for the 25th anniversary. And I have some of those figures. I have it's the hero from Dragon Quest 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. I have all of them but 6 in the box sitting up on my shelf. They look amazing from the 25th anniversary. And I would like them to do that for the 35th anniversary of all the heroes, because outside of the Play Arts figure for 8, which isn't to scale with a lot of the other figures.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's bigger. The Play Arts figures were bigger than like the Bring Arts and some of the other figures. So the Play Arts figures are noticeably bigger. So I'd like maybe some kind of 8 figure to go along with it, but also 7. The hero for 7, to my knowledge, the only figure that exists is there's a diorama of the hero along with Kiefer and Maribel in there with the temple.
Yeah, I think I've seen that
one. And it's a diorama, and that's the only figure that I know of that exists for 7. I don't think any exists for 9. And so there's one that exists for 10, which I have that comes with the Galapagos turtle.
That looks really cool.
Yeah, but my point being is that there's a lot of Dragon Quest hero figures that aren't out already. So I'd like to see a cool, kind of like they did, you know, the Polygon collection figures they did for Final Fantasy VII.
Yes, which are also really cool. And I keep looking at, but I'm like, So, yeah, I would love those for Dragon Quest.
Yeah, I wish they would do that, but with just all the heroes going from 1 through 11. I mean, that would be that'd be really cool.
And what I would love for those, like, you know how the Final Fantasy ones are in the original PS1 style of the polygonal models, I would love to have the original sprite-based ones up through where you see the original models that they used in game up to where you have the 3D ones as you move forward. Like, that would look really cool.
Yeah. The other thing we have to kind of talk about here with the 35th anniversary is you just know that in Japan, they're going to do all sorts of crazy cool stuff. I'm sure there's going to be like limited edition swag at Luida's Bar and things like that happening in Japan. But in the West, I don't really know that we're going to get any kind of corporate tie-ins for the 35th anniversary.
Right.
I mean, it's been done before. Dragon Quest Builders had a weird tie-in with Menchie's, the frozen yogurt place.
I don't think I knew that.
Yeah, I didn't know.
I wasn't playing DQ games very much at the time of the first one's release, so I didn't know that.
Yeah, Wudis from the Dragon's Den, he's the one that actually told me that. I can't even remember what we were talking about tie-ins on Twitter a couple of years ago, and he showed me the Menchie's cup. I mean, it's just one of those cardboard, you know, kind of cups like you would get at a frozen yogurt place. But it has the hero from Dragon Quest Builders on it and everything. The only Menchie's that's close to me is like 3 hours away.
Yeah, I mean, there's not one anywhere near me. Like, I don't even know where the closest one is. I've just seen them when I've traveled.
Yeah, so those kind of tie-ins do exist, but it's not nearly as common as it is over in Japan. And honestly, I don't have my hopes up that that kind of thing is happening this year. Or next year, rather.
It would be really awesome. I know I saw somebody, I can't remember who it was, that posted it on Twitter. I just kind of ran across it, that they were in Japan right now, and there is a Dragon Quest walk, a DQ walk promotion going on with the ATMs. Like, when they went up to use the ATM, there was a DQ walk thing that tied in with it. So I thought that was just friggin' awesome that, like, banks are getting into that kind of thing. Kind of like when Pokemon Go was nuts here in America, where everywhere was a Pokestop and they had their signs up to get people in. That's what is going on right now in DQ with DQ Walk in certain parts of Japan. So I'd like that kind of thing in America next year. And hey, let's have DQ Walk in America next year while we're at it.
I would also, since we know die stuff is coming next year, I'm also hopeful that we get some inexpensive die figures, because we know, we've seen prototypes of a die figure already. We don't know the price of it. The older die figures really cost a lot of money now. And honestly, they don't look that great. They're like early 90s figures. So they're like the figures that I had of like Star Wars and like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and Cowboys of Mu Mesa, where they were really cool back then. And I like them. I've kept those toys because they're special to me, but they don't look as nice as some toys do now. You know what I mean?
Oh, no, absolutely not. I was like, but don't you speak ill of the Cowboys of Mu Mesa.
No. I've still got most of those toys, probably.
Yeah, I do too. They're in a box in my middle room. Not Cowboys. I actually don't have Cowboys of Mu Mesa toys. I never actually collected those, but I loved the show.
I'm hopeful for those. I'm also thinking, because it's the 35th anniversary of the series, but it's really the 35th anniversary of the first game. And so because of that, I'm really expecting to have some 35th anniversary figures for Dragon Quest 1. I think Bring Arts kind of seems the most obvious choice because they don't have any Bring Arts figures for Dragon Quest 1 yet. And so I'm kind of hopeful that maybe we'll see like the hero, the dragon lord, who knows, maybe even the princess, maybe some of the monsters figures and stuff from the first one.
Right.
But I definitely think probably a Bring Arts figure for the hero and possibly Dragon Lord are very likely.
Yeah, I see that as being probably the most likely thing that we're going to get. I'm really hoping, for me, just in terms of toys, that they've done a really good job this year of releasing all sorts of new cool like household stuff. Like, I would like to see more Spirits of Lost Time stuff. Like, there's all sorts of slime stuff, but I don't have any of like Karuchi, like your big Karuchi plush that you have. I really want stuff like that. Like, I would love to have the Kalasmos different, like the dark spirit and stuff like that of plushes and stuff released. Like, that's something I would like to have in my collection.
Yeah, that'd be really cool. I want that in my collection now too.
Yeah, right? Like, it's one of the coolest things. Like, I took so many screenshots of that in DQ11S, and I'm really looking forward to, like, finding cool stuff to have. Like, I've got all sorts of nerdy stuff on my desk here all of the time. Like, it would be nice to have a like dark spirit of lost time beside the Blurch and the Tonberry and Slime Knight just right there. It'd be perfect, and it doesn't exist, so
so ignoring that creepy baby crying thing. Also, since having kids, I don't know if other parents are like this, but anytime I hear a baby crying now, I get super anxious and like my stress goes through the roof.
I don't doubt that. Like, I understand that.
Like Grace and I, we've talked about this. We're like, we're watching TV shows at night and a baby starts crying for like comedic effect on like Superstore or like Parks and Rec. And both of us just get really tense and we're like, we can't enjoy this part of the show until that baby shuts up, because we've been so stressed from having kids of our own that whenever we hear the crying, it's just like, ugh. It's not even like a parental thing. It's just like something clicks in me where I'm like, oh crap, what did my kids do? We're like, oh crap, I got to wake up and go see like who's having nightmares or who needs milk or who needs whatever.
I get that. Like, even not having kids, like, we were watching Friends, and it was, like, the first episode after Rachel brings Emma home, and we're sitting there, and, like, she's crying, and the entire thing is that she's crying and won't stop crying, and I'm sitting here, like, a little anxious, like, this is why I don't have kids. This would drive me insane. I think I might, like, go nuts if they don't shut this kid up on TV. Like, this is specifically why I don't have kids right now, or ever. Because, like, yeah, so having kids, you having kids, I really understand. Like, I can put myself in that situation and be like, yeah, I know why that would be. That would be it for me too.
So other stuff for Dragon Quest 35th anniversary. This is high up on my wish list. It might seem a little silly, but I think there's a chance of this happening. I would really like for there to be like this cool limited edition Erdrick sword and shield set that would just be amazing, like a 1-to-1 scale set for this. They have that sword. They have a 1-1 scale sword. It's a real sword. Mm-hmm. It's metal, but it's like $400, $500, $600 to find it on eBay or auction sites. I mean, it's a lot of money now. Too much money, more money than I'm willing to spend for a sword.
Right.
And I would love for them to do some kind of, because it's for Dragon Quest One, I would love for them to re-release some of these armor pieces and like the sword and everything. I just think that would be so cool. And I don't own any swords, but this, I would totally own it and I would keep it behind my door the way some people keep like baseball bats and stuff in case somebody breaks into their house. I would have Erdrick's sword. And so if anybody tried to break into my house, I would strike them down.
That is, you need to put a dollar in the jar. No, but that would be awesome. Like, I see sets like that, and I always get jealous of the people who have them, because it would be so awesome to, like, have hanging on my wall. Like, one of the things I have is just a Captain America shield that hangs on my wall, just because I love that kind of thing. Like, I would love to have an Erdrick sword and shield. I would also like to have kind of a, and this kind of goes in with toys, but like the hero's armor, like just a set of armor on a stand where, like, you see in movies, like just the suits of armor empty standing up. I would like about a 15-inch set of armor on an armor stand. Of just the hero's armor, I think, with kind of a chromed blue on all of it, would look really, really cool. I know that's unlikely to happen, especially compared to like the likely to have a sword and stuff like that would be way more awesome. But for some reason, I just see the DQ1 hero in an armor stand, and I just really want that. Like, that's something my brain came up with, and it's like, man, that doesn't exist.
You should put that armor on, and then I will beat you with my Erdrick sword, and we will see how good the armor is.
Do you think I'm 15 inches tall?
Oh, I thought you meant like a life-size armor set on a stand.
No, no, I said like 15 inches tall to put on the desk, like a scaled version, but not too scaled.
Okay, I missed that part. I missed the 15 inches part.
Oh, no, I can't even imagine how like $15,000 would be to have an actual armor set like that. Can you imagine Jennifer, like me trying to be like, hey, honey, instead of getting that new car we need, how about the suit of armor? Like, no, that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
But no, I'd like to have like a scale one on my desk to so I have like those Forces of Destiny dolls that they made for Star Wars.
Yeah.
Like I have the Sabine one and it has armor that comes off of it. Like I want one of those, like 12 to 15 inch things like that where I can play with the armor. Like my favorite thing, I have that one and I have it sitting out so I can take her helmet on and off because I love the helmets. Like I want that for DQ.
Okay. Yeah, I got it. I mean that. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I get it. So I love art books. Everybody who's listened to more than three episodes of this podcast knows that I love art books because I mention it often. You know this. So I
wasn't sure.
I would love, I don't think we'll get an illustrations art book necessarily because the Toriyama Dragon Quest illustrations, which is great, came out for the 30th anniversary of the series. And so I don't think, I mean, there's been like what, one or two Dragon Quest X expansions and Dragon Quest XI that's really come out since then. So it's not an incredible amount of stuff to necessarily warrant them just re-releasing that book with the new art, even though I guess it's possible. I would really love like a 35th anniversary, like just history of Dragon Quest, like compendium, kind of like they do the Ultimania stuff for Final Fantasy.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, like where they have it split into the different games, but have them very in-depth for the volumes that they do have.
Yeah, I would love something like that, where just kind of basing it off the way the Ultimania stuff does, you could totally do one for like the Erdrix trilogy, you could do one for the Zenithia trilogy, you could do one for like 7, 8, 9, and then you could just do one for 10 and 11 maybe, or combine those. I mean, the Ultimania combined a lot of the later ones, but I don't know. It just seems like something that should be done. And if they don't split it up, they could even just do like one huge, you know, compendium that goes through, that just explores a little bit of the games where it's art, but it's also kind of like insider insights with things that went into it and kind of like, kind of like the storyboarding and stuff that they have in the Ultimania books, where it just has all of this different kinds of behind the scenes creation process stuff along with the art that I would just absolutely adore. And I feel like the 35th anniversary would be a great time for Dragon Quest to get its own kind of Ultimania book series.
Yeah, that would be really, really, really cool. And it really would be the best time, like right now, to have that. I kind of expect them to have art books and that kind of thing when they do the big announcements of everything, where that's almost a no-brainer to me, as many art books and as popular as those are these days among video game fans.
It seems like a no-brainer, but I'm like, why haven't they done it yet?
Fair enough. I mean, that makes sense. You're right.
Yeah. I mean, even it's not even just that they haven't done it for the West. It's they haven't done that period. And
period.
So,
yeah. There's not even Japanese versions of it.
Yeah. So I'm just like, get on that, guys.
Yeah. Yuji Horii pointing my finger, wagging it.
Yeah. Yuji Horii is leaving a 1-star review of this podcast now.
He is. You know, I would take a 1-star review from Yuji Horii. Because that means Yuji Horii has listened to this.
He's not listening to this.
He's not. Like, he's not. There's no way that's ever going to happen. But I'm just saying, if Yuji Horii is like 1-star, don't like, I'm like, okay, cool. I still love you, Yuji Horii. Screw you, Yuji Horii, but I still love you.
Yeah. So thank you guys for listening to today's episode. Be sure to let us know through our various social media accounts on Patreon, wherever, some of the things that you're really hoping for with the 35th anniversary, because I'm sure there's things that we have not thought of that you guys have thought of that we really would be excited to hear about and think about coming out for the 35th anniversary. So you can totally do that. We're on Twitter at Dragon Quest FM. You can find us on Patreon at patreon.com/DragonQuestFM. We also have a Facebook, facebook.com/DragonQuestFM, that we neglect more often than we should, but we do have that. So there's plenty of ways to just get in contact with us and respond and let us know what you would love to see take place and be a part of the 35th anniversary, whether it's games, toys, other stuff, all caps, exclamation point, or whatever. Just let us know. If you want to talk to me directly, you can totally do that. I'm on Twitter at Dragon Quaston. I have a weekly Dragon Quest blog, fairly weekly Dragon Quest blog. It's a little more regular now than weekly since doing the podcast and everything. It's not quite as regular as it usually is, but it's still regular. And you can find that at DragonQuestAustin.com. I also have another podcast. It's called JRPGs and Me. So give that a listen, too.
And you can find me on Twitter as at Professor Beege. And I would like to ask, we had talked about all of the creators in the middle of this episode. I would like to ask that if you're planning anything for the 35th anniversary and you're making anything cool to celebrate that, let us know about it, too. Like he said, Dragon Quest FM on Twitter, all of that. Professor Beege, for me, I'm also on the Geek to Geek podcast that comes out every Wednesday night. You can find that at geektogeekcast.com. We're part of a media network, the Geek to Geek Media Network, and we have video game reviews, blogs, live streams, all sorts of stuff at geektogeekmedia.com. And we also have Discord and Slack, so all of the invite links are there as well. Join us and talk about everything geeky.
Thanks, everybody. We'll see you next week.
Bye, y'all.